Countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to the TSL Podcast with your host, me, Joe K, and my co-host, Becca Dominici and Garrett Biesing, sometimes Jeff Kroll. Maybe we'll get Topper's body in here at some point. Probably doubtful. And you, the TSL Universe. This is your one-stop shop for everything TSL. All the games from last week, some cool happenings, and some fun stories. What do we got today? Well, let's find out.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Topper Sports Podcast. Holy crap, we're back.
I'm your host,
Joe K. I am joined with Trish. I am here at Topper's Tavern and Poolside Cabana and Dog Park for the first time in a minute. As people, if you've been living under a rock, that's the only way you wouldn't know this. Topper is back in the league.
He's back, baby.
Really putting the tea back in TSL. It's great. He demanded that we do the first show at his house, and I was like, that's perfect. Why would I say no to that? It's fantastic. Exactly. So I thank you both for being here. Garrett couldn't make it. Then Dave was going to take his place, and then Dave forgot he had stuff to do, so Dave bailed last minute, so he gets shamed. and Becca's on a blind date somewhere, so I'm hoping it's going really poorly because she didn't give me any notes like she said she would do.
The old days, we had interns. We would send them on the blind date with her.
Oh, man. Is this out of like a Seinfeld episode? It's like,
no, this,
like Primerica?
That's where we got Drew from, right?
Yeah,
Drew is Chet Wednesday or something.
Yeah, it was great.
You get a phone call literally as we start.
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Anyway, I guess, Trisha, welcome. Welcome back, as Patrick is too important to talk to us.
Yeah, he's apparently kind of a big deal.
The whole lead was about how he's back, and now he's gone. but you're back as well.
I am.
You're here. You're going to be doing as many podcasts as you can with me, right?
Yes, I am.
Great. I can't wait. So what's going on with you? What's your deal? You're captaining a Breakfast Club team. You're playing for the Sausage McMuffins?
I sure am. Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Excited to be a captain. I got to go closer to the mic.
Yes, historically, you have to speak into microphones.
Yes. Well, I thought my voice projected enough.
It probably does.
I'll fix it in post. You know, I get it. So I'm back as a Breakfast Club captain, which is super exciting, and got a good team this year. I feel like power combo between Frank Ledico and Sal with that QB receiver.
Well, they're a league's power couple for sure.
Oh, for sure, power couple.
They're my favorite couple.
But we have a really, really solid team in general, and I'm very excited. Of course, I have to miss next week because I will be, you know, doing some things, hiking some mountains.
No, say you're doing a good thing. You just had a meat raffle or anything. Talk about it real quick.
I did. So we raised as a team. There was three of us. We raised $8,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So very excited about that.
But now you have to go to Arizona and do what?
We will be hiking the Grand Canyon.
And how much preparation have you to put in for something like this?
Joe, I'm going to take that question and flip it back on you and ask you another one. How much prep do you think I actually did?
Oh, I already know the answer. That's why I asked the question.
Oh, well,
zero.
It's zero. Big old goose egg. Yeah. And you know, we're going to wing it because that's when I do my best work personally. So we're going to
If winging, hiking the Grand Canyon is like the, you know what? You'll be fine.
You know what? It's going to be fine. It's mind over matter. And we got this. So
I love it. All right. Well, like I said, week one started. Patrick is being. He is just so important right now. He is still on the phone making deals. He said 1 second. It's all good.
He's wheeling.
I can fill time like nobody else. It's fine. The league was back. I'm really excited, of course. It's my favorite week of the year, week one. The weather didn't really cooperate. It was rainy, but it was weird because most of the games it felt like it would just like pour for like half of a half and then the sun would come out and you'd get hope that, hey, this is how it's going to be. And then it was like, nope, there's the rain again. And that kind of went back and forth. But a lot of people at the fields because of the rain. A lot of people kind of took off, but the bar was still kind of hopping. There were new teams at the bar. I could say that much because I had hung out there for a little bit. Shout out to, I can say, to the Dog Pound. We played them. I'll get into the game later when we're doing the scores, but they all kind of were at the bar, I feel. Like, it seems like everybody, well, maybe not them all because I felt like if the roster has 15 people on it, they had every single person.
Yep. That's the layout now of the fields. I know that it's a little bit different.
Yeah, good question. There's only four fields this time.
Okay.
Uh, because allegedly construction for the Topper Dome is starting. We've been waiting for.
Oh, the Topper Dome.
They didn't name it that, but I think it's a great name.
I think it's a great name.
The Topper Dome is the best name.
Do we need to get a petition, get some people to sign some stuff to officially name it the
Topper Dome? We just call it that. It'll just be that, right?
Yeah.
That's
just
it.
It's called the TD.
We'll just get a the TDC. Perfect. Oh, my God. It's like you're born to do this.
Right?
As people might have noticed, so there's four fields. They're usually they're a little bit pushed back, but and there's been a lot of trees cleared, like the big tree in the back corner. You can see it's already been gone.
Oh, wow.
And that's to make more space, like further back, so that when they do start construction, we can have hopefully five fields in the fall.
That's awesome.
It is awesome because that fifth field really helps with like rescheduling games.
Yep.
And giving everybody an extra game too.
And I think too, like rotating fields too, if like one gets a little bit.
They're always going to get screwed up. That's just the way it goes, unfortunately. And of course, the fact that week one was rainy is not going to help that. Patrick's back after his very important business. All right. Obviously, the big story is your glorious return.
He's back, people. He's back.
One question that I can't remember. How long has it been since you played a game?
Yeah. Well, so.
And not the wine tournament, like I feel like.
Right. So. Did I play in the wine tournament? I don't think you played in the wine tournament either.
Because
I was hurt.
I had my shoulder.
You hurt your shoulder like 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago, right? So I had my surgery last summer in July.
Okay.
I don't think I played the spring before that.
You were off the spring that because that was when you got your cool car and you only like showed up like once or twice.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. So that was when I've been out for
like 2 years.
Yeah, because you didn't have a team, and then you were hurt, and you were like, screw this, I got to get this fixed. And then I think you played hockey and made it worse. I vaguely recall something along those lines. That's crazy. It's 2 years since you actually played a game. I mean, you were around even when you were playing for a little bit, and then now it's just like full force back. You literally called all of the retirees up and said, hey, doing this.
They didn't retire. They all played on different teams.
Really? Because who else? All right. So Aaron he played for THK. Drew obviously was on Sticky / Vaspian, and he told Vaspian to go kick rocks. So his friends might not like him. And also, Body was playing with us on Bullet Club because we were blessed to have that guy. Did Todd play?
Todd was there this week, yeah.
No, but did he play before that?
I don't think he's not
on the team. So that's why you're the top of All-Stars and Todd.
You're right.
Don't know what he wants. I love it. Who are your girls this time around, though? Because I know
Kelly.
Yeah, so that's like the only one that you used to play with, right? Because everybody else is gone or is having kids or something.
And then we have Emily Schilling.
Good catch.
Mm-hmm. And then Molly something or other. She played on Vaspian.
Molly something or other.
She's not on our email list or anything like that yet.
So fine.
I get
Molly.
Messages to her through Drew.
Second Molly.
because
we can't call her Molly because then we have a Molly for forever. And we have Molly Morgan Santo as well. So
right.
I guess she's third Molly.
Molly the third.
Yeah, there it is. And that's how you create league nicknames.
Yes.
All right. So how did it feel to be back? Like as your
it was good. It was the rainy conditions, probably not ideal. And as you know, I'm kind of a mess still at this point.
Yeah, you see, all right. I do know this, but not everybody knows this. Like, even what Trish just said, Lyme disease? You got Lyme disease along the way, too? That just happened, right? You had to have...
So, because I had the shoulder surgery...
Yes.
Last summer, you know, I had, like, a marquee on my leg, and so I went in. They're like, well, we'll send you next door, and we'll do a sonar ultrasound or whatever.
Sure.
And they found a blood clot.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that was great. Blood thinners, take care of it, whatever. But... starting in January this year, I was having problems like breathing, spitting up blood, couldn't catch my breath. My legs would go numb, temporary paralysis, but I couldn't move them off the ground.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was. And then my knee got swollen, and then my shin.
I remember talking about the shin.
The shin was in incredible pain. So I went to go see Dewey.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, dude, we got to get you an MRI. So I got an MRI. Torn meniscus in my knee. I had a cyst in my shin. And now the fluids from my knee are kind of still residing in my foot.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't even laugh. It's just ridiculous what you've been through.
Can't make this. But in the meantime, also, my sister, a nurse practitioner, she's like, do you ever get tested for Lyme disease?
No.
I'm like, no. So I'm like, I talked to my doctor, and they're like, okay, we'll get you the blood work. Get the blood work, and they're like, Well, your sister is right. You have Lyme disease.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there anything else, bud?
So,
you know, like anything else you want to tell us? Any other ailments? 28
days of antibiotics and
right.
I seem to be doing better.
Yeah. We came here for Trish made a welcome back sign. I love it. Yeah. We really should start videoing. That would be great. Yeah, but it was because it was so weird because we came here for the Breakfast Club draft before the season and we were doing it right here. And you're like, yeah, can't drink. Why? You're like, it's the 28th day. What does that mean? Well, I have Lyme disease. So yeah. How do you feel now?
Okay, better. Knee was a little sore because I, you know, those were the ideal playing conditions.
Well, I did. I mean, I know we'll talk about you in a second, but I did talk to Aaron for a minute.
Oh, my God.
There was one throw where
it still hurts.
You slipped and you look like you're in so much pain contorting your body.
My whole body hurt after that throw.
Oh.
Aaron goes, well, I think he tore everything at once. And you're like, I'm good. I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so powering through.
Oh, my God. That was painful.
Is it weird coming to the fields as just a player?
Yeah.
All right. To be fair, you're not just a player. You're still like our league consultant.
No, I get that.
Consigliere.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how much like things have changed in the course of a year.
Yeah.
Or two. You know, there's a lot of new teams.
Oh, yeah. We had so many new teams this year. It's crazy. Like even in D6, I mean, half the league. Or half
is there 10 teams?
No. Yeah. Not everyone's going to understand this next thing that changed.
Come on.
But for what? I don't know. We've been there since 2011.
Yeah.
And I don't know for the last how many years we've been going in and out of that bar. Anytime you stepped up to get into the bar, that damn step clicked.
Yeah.
It's gone. I walked up the stairs to go to the bathroom and I'm like, it didn't make any noise.
What is happening here?
I'm like, what?
I
leave and they fucking start making improvements around the fucking.
They start putting the plaques back up. You've been looking.
For. Oh, little bastards! They're there.
They got to be there somewhere.
They're there.
They're in haunted apartments.
Oh,
did we ever tell you that?
Upstairs.
Did you ever tell you we did a podcast? In the haunted apartments. It's creepy, dude.
Was it? How do you know it was haunted?
Well, lights were flickering on and off, and I came down. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's haunted up there. And they were like, yeah, it is.
Like they were just like, yeah.
It was just like stuff fell over in the other room. We were just hanging out. It was just me at the end packing up, and it was like stuff was happening.
Well, fingers crossed it was a friendly ghost. So
I'm not dead, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Slightly possessed, not dead.
Not right, though.
Right, slightly possessed. That's actually
something.
All right, so like I said, it wasn't a glorious week one. We had the rain on and off and on and off and on and off and on and off. But it was still fun to be back for week one, of course. Let's just get it. Let's talk about the games a little bit, and we'll see where we're at. Trish, 10 o'clock games?
Okay, 10 o'clock games. Sticky Bandits, 25. Frodo Swaggins, 21. Wanderers, 34. Buffalo Vice, 32. Tater Tots, 48. Creakers, 22. And Balls Deep, 22. Back That Pass Up, 17.
Okay, so, Patrick, do you have anything to say about any? Are you going to talk about your ChatGPT?
Oh, my gosh, yes. You have to.
Well, we don't want people to know we're going to start using ChatGPT.
All right. That's fine.
No, I just asked ChatGPT to come up with a result or a game review of Sticky versus Frodo, and it was pretty cool.
It made up people. It was ridiculous. It didn't quite understand how we got to 25 because it doesn't understand gender touchdowns. It's all good. It's all great. But Sticky Frodo was exactly what you want out of a D1 game. Friendly, loving competition, everybody having a good time.
Love that.
No, you know, duels or fisticuffs. But Sticky and Frodo going at it. They went back and forth. I know Jeff told me. Actually, you know, Jeff is the one who gave me the notes on the game. Good work, Jeff. It's like you do everything for this place nowadays. he had said that, he goes, Christine had a deep touchdown. Drew had a ridiculous deep catch that he kneeled at the one. And Frodo had a play where they were leading by 5, and we had them on 6-0 at their own 2-yard line after a Maggie sack. So they just took a safety, so which would basically give you all the punt yards, which is genius. Instead of just giving them the ball at like the 1 or the 2, they take the safety, give up the 2 points, and now they're still up by 3. But it's almost like they punted because Sticky will get the ball back, but just, you know, over on their, I believe it's at the 2-point line.
Yep.
So that is a pretty smart move. That's actually, I never even thought of that before. So that was a really smooth move there. Forfeit the 2 points to just basically punt instead of giving them 6 tries, essentially at 8 from the 1-inch line. Wanderers played Vice. Buffalo Vice moved up from D4 after winning it last year, finally. And they gave it to the Wanderers as best they could.
The Wanderers, Frank's team?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I love it. Topper learns who everybody is once again. He almost had a handle on it.
I almost did after 13 years, 26 seasons.
Well, once you figure out who Deke was after a decade, everything kind of fell into place for you. But the Wanderers pulled it out 34-32, but a good start for Vice in D3, which is going to be hopefully pretty competitive. It feels like it will be. The Tater Tots, they moved up to D4, even though they were in D5 for a while. Mm-hmm. Just, I guess they were looking for a quarterback. They've been looking, I think every spring they're looking for a quarterback at this point. And they got B. So B, because B, I mean, B refs more than anybody. So he's definitely eligible to play for two teams. And I know.
Who are the Creakers?
So the Creakers are actually, do you remember Missy Keem from Sticky? Yep.
Oh, okay.
All of her friends, I believe they're from Silver Creek.
What the fuck is it?
Yeah, it's a bug. It's the thing that gave Pepper wine.
Oh, it's a butterfly.
Oh, Trish, what the fuck is it? It's a butterfly.
I couldn't see it.
I love
it. I'm blind, sorry.
So the Creakers, I believe they're all from like Silver Creek or something.
Oh, okay.
So like they come there, they have a really cool mullet guy. I mean, I didn't see him play this time, but I know that they're pretty much the same team. I think they, did they win D5 and move up?
Super cool mullet guy. That
he's really intense. Yeah, anybody has a mullet, it's already better. I think there's a new mullet guy in the league too. I read the Sentinel day. I didn't know there was a Sentinel again because we didn't have one last time. So now I'm going to assume it's you.
It's weird.
Because you definitely watch everything that's going on. No, crazy. But yeah, so anyway, the Creakers, they're a really good team. But they jumped up. The Tots jumped up. And apparently B was the cure for what ails them. The Tots just dropped 48 on them. So good for them. And the Balls Deep took on Back That Pass Up in a D6 game. Obviously tightly contested.
Who's Balls Deep?
Balls Deep. The only person on the team that I think you'll remember. Do you remember the guy people were calling like Gronk or Baby Gronk? Like the Jack dude. He'd rush a lot. It's D6, so you definitely are going to struggle with this.
Yeah.
But that's the only guy that I think was that you might have remembered because he had a nickname. So if you don't remember that, I can't help you.
No. Sorry.
It's all right. And then Back That Pass Up is a team. That team has like Tammy and Hearn on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Alex Duckowitz runs it. He plays on PWI.
Okay.
He's another person I got a job with for Hit Parade. But instead, he's
been everyone there.
Well, he's the vice president. So.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I feel like I should get double the finder's fee for this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's just another person that I brought onto the team. So, but yeah, so Back That Pass Up, they made the championship last year, but I think they went, they might not have even won a game in the regular season, but they made it to the championship before I think they lost to the Tutties.
Yeah. Playoffs are so important.
Exactly. So that was a really good game. Obviously since, it was a one score game, but let's go to the 11 o'clock games.
Awesome. Okay. 11 o'clock practice squad 14. Topper All-Stars and Todd, 12. Don't forget about Todd there. Keller and Wales, 36. Buffalo Vice, 24. Wanderers, 36. Let's Get Wrecked, 32. And Blitzkrieg, 29. Sticky Laces, 20.
Okay, so I'll touch on the others before Topper explains everything about his game in great detail because you know he remembers it. Blitzkrieg, 29. Sticky Laces, 20. Blitzkrieg is back, and I read that Allie is back. And for those who don't know, she played in D6 a few years ago with Blitzkrieg, and she hurt her knee, I believe, and she was awesome. Like, we were asking her to play for, like, gender team stuff because she would dust people and juke them out, and she was like, she was going to become one of the best girls in the league for sure, and then she got hurt. I'm glad to see her back. I heard she was the one kind of run up down the field on Sticky Laces, which is cool. Sticky Laces, by the way, coming over from other leagues, but they're a cool team. I know
Kyle. I was going to see who is part of Sticky Laces.
Kyle runs it. Kyle is the team.
Yep.
Oh, Shinta's nephew?
Yeah, there's amount of Shintas on the team, too.
There it is.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah,
boy,
so.
I think is
one. You never have too many Shintas.
Well, no, you can't. So, but that was their first game in here, and Blitzkrieg has been one of the better teams in D6 for like 6 years or something, it feels like. So, shout out to them. Keller Wales, 36, Buffalo Vice, 24. Buffalo Vice just played a game before that. It was rainy. The Kellers showed up and just kind of ball out and did what the Kellers do.
I was going to say, what the Kellers do.
Yeah. And then the Wanderers, Let's Get Wrecked game, 36-32, the Wanderers won. I don't know what happened in this game because it was ending as I was getting to the fields, mm-hmm. but
the Wanderers won.
Yes.
Wait, which game did they have?
They had two games.
Let's Get Wrecked have two games also?
Yes, they did. Oh, okay. Because I had to play Let's Get Wrecked in the next hour. So Wanderers beat Let's Get Wrecked in what people were saying is like the best game they've seen in a while.
Oh, really?
That's what Jeff said. Jeff Scrolls watched a lot of these football games too. He said that was one of the best games that he's seen people play. So a lot of back and forth action. That's really cool. But practice squad 14, Topper All-Stars and Todd 12. You're back.
It was a defensive battle.
Obvious. Cool. So you weren't playing defense?
I was not. Well, I had one series. they might have scored a touchdown. Not on me, though. Not really. It was a bad because it was raining on and off during the game.
You know, it's the worst.
And Yeah. And I'm trying to remember, like, plays that work, plays that don't.
You didn't prep for this at all, did you?
No.
You've known for months you were going to be doing this, and you didn't even think of, like, plays?
There are maybe five or six warm-up passes.
Like, they're overrated anyways. Yeah. Like, fly by the seat of the pants, this guy.
Pretty much. No, I mean, it was fine. I mean, we eventually got going, but, I mean, it was tough.
Right.
We had a couple drops and couple of errant passes, and shit happens.
Well, so basically, you don't need the warm up reps because you're already in mid season.
I'm in mid season four. I did put it this way: I did not overthrow Errant.
Oh,
you couldn't get it to him?
No. Well, I did underthrow him once, and he ended up catching the ball over the guy's head, which was perfect.
Thanks, Errant.
Yeah. apparently, and I didn't see the end of it because I, pretty much threw it as far as I could. Hail Mary at the end to win the game, and he said he couldn't come down with it, but it was there.
But it got in the end zone?
Got there.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Where'd you throw it from?
Oh, probably like the 50.
Oh.
Or halfway. It wasn't a long throw,
but it got there.
It got there.
And that's all
And he let you down.
But, the fields were fucking slippery.
Yeah, they were a little slippery for sure. Anybody who didn't have, like, good cleats, you saw them just, like, busting their ass, absolutely falling all the time. It was pretty brutal.
When was it, just because I wasn't there this past week, when was it like the worst as far as like weather-wise and like the condition of the field too? When you say like versus the earlier games versus the
It really started raining after my game.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
It's weird because it's like kind of as I was saying earlier to you, it would like rain really bad and then be like magically sunny for a little bit. And then we'd be like, cool. And then like, no, we're back to rain. It was on and off a little bit. But I would almost say like the earlier games, people were wetter in.
Yeah.
Like it was definitely raining consistent during my first game at noon, as opposed to when I played at one, it rained a little bit in the beginning and then it kind of cleared up. But then it kicked back on, I think, for like the last set of games too, if I remember correctly. I don't know. It just kept being on and off. Yeah. So I don't think anybody got like really lucky with the rain this time around. So how was practice squad? They just
They were good. They were playing a good defense.
Yeah.
It was kind of like man, but they were actually playing zone deeper and, so we couldn't go over the top of them.
Right.
Not that I could throw over the top of them.
I was going to say, that has nothing to do with physical limitations, does it?
No. Maybe they watched old tapes. Who knows?
You can step both. Never mind.
VHS tapes.
Yes, I was going to say VHS tapes with soccer games.
Betamax.
Betamax is what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It's all right.
We need a swear jar. Where's Ramir?
No, because do you remember the original podcast?
Oh,
when you guys would just start slamming coins and it would just be obscenely loud. You threw them like a bucket like this. It was just, what are you guys doing? I love it. The original podcast were a lawless wasteland. This Topper's basement bar, right?
Oh, yeah.
We could
like, old house. How was that?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was Lenny, Topper, and Ramir. So,
years ago.
10?
I've been here 6 years this July. So. And we probably started maybe 2 or 3 years before.
So like 8 or 9 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That, it's insane. I know. And then we went to a really nice studio, and now we're back at this bar. A different bar, a better bar. That you're going to switch around anyway.
Creepy studio.
It's nice. Not even creepy. Oh. Yeah,
anyway. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not. And that's okay. I love it. Trish, why don't you give us the noon games?
Okay, noon. Scared Hitless, 38. Can't Touch Us, 36. Keller Whales, 30. Practice Squad, 12. Let's Get Wrecked, 33. Bullet Club, 20. And Stir the Sauce, 28. TMA, 0.
Yeah, Stir the Sauce is, they're basically the Woodpeckers from a little while ago. They're being run by Wrestler Dan.
Oh,
yeah, he's back. It was great seeing him. Yeah, it was cool. I saw him, gave a big hug, but like the Pscaglias are on the team. I'm pretty sure it's mostly, honestly, the Woodpeckers. Like, crazy stuff. They're just Stir the Sauce, which I think is I think it's his wrestling shirt because he's a wrestler. I think Stir the Sauce is like part of his gimmick and stuff with his brother. So that's really cool because they're all wearing the merch. That's their shirt.
Stir the Sauce thing.
So that is pretty cool. I yelled at him for not getting me a shirt instantly. But
is he going to get you one?
He said I could pay for one. I think I have to because I support my friends.
Okay.
So yeah, they went down. They just beat up on TMA. I don't know how the game went, but
can't touch them.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
Keller Whales, 30. Practice Squad, 12. The Kellers do what Topper could not and defeat Practice Squad.
Oh. But, I mean, they scored 2 points less. I mean, it was, whatever.
They scored a lot. Well, it's because you softened them up for them.
Yeah.
That's why. You were nice enough. You're welcome, Kellers. Topper helped you.
Yeah.
It's like when you need to like have somebody help you open like the top of a jar. And it's like, well, I tried and I loosened it for you, but here you go. And you can, yeah.
I love it. I was very second of it. Scared Hitless 38, can't touch this 36. That was definitely a good game. I've talked to somebody who watched it. Back and forth game. Scared Hitless, always been pretty good. They added Travis, because Travis isn't running a D2 team because he's just done with captaining, because, well, another baby on the way. You know, it's just a No, ask your question.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this is a red team. They played, he might have played against them. They were in D3. They have Ryan Doherty, really tall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Really tall, yeah. Supermodel quarterback. Wears a cool, massive leg brace because I think his leg fell apart like 4 times. But he's got maybe the strongest arm in the league. I think he'd win a throw off against anybody in the league. And I'm doing that just to start shit and see people like John Langley get mad and we have a competition. But either way.
You're stirring the sauce.
There you go. We went back and forth. This game went back and forth, obviously. Scared Hitless pulled out a win. Those two teams, I think you'll see them battling for the D2 title. Personally, that just might be because I like a lot of people in both those teams.
Yeah.
So who knows? And then last but not least, Let's Get Wrecked 33, Bullet Club 20. Not exactly the start to the season we were looking for. It sounds worse than it was, honestly. There were just two plays that kind of changed the game. There was one where Dylan had Ashley open in the middle on like a curl, but I think she ran it too deep. And with Molly Morgan on the team, or Molly Santo running at him, she's so fast. He threw it quick, and Garrett, who's also on this team now, ran up and picked it off in front of her and returned it for a pick 8. And then we went down and we scored because we did like a quick play. But our one girl, Lexi, she was like a foot offside. So like we scored, like it worked. We got the touchdown 6-0, but they called it. Even though it was one of those ones that like she was on the opposite side away from the play completely, didn't affect it at all. But
yeah.
Hey, but they got to do what they got to do. And needless to say, we didn't score on the next 6-0. So there's your 14-point swing and, whatever. So nothing to really worry about. Again, rain on and off. But Dylan's a new quarterback. It's like our fourth new quarterback. But
where's Easton?
So I think he's just done.
Really?
He had some injuries.
He has to formally announce that through the union.
He hasn't announced. He's still on the roster. Like, okay. I still have him there. I think he even got a jersey because we got jerseys and stuff. But, yeah, no, he's still like, I won't let him retire. He's not into it right now. It's not going to go well for him. So he needs some time off, and that's okay. So we have Langley who can throw. We have Dylan who can throw. Technically, George can throw.
Yeah.
I played quarterback once, but I shouldn't do that. But either way.
Do we have to say that? No, Joe.
Don't sell yourself.
You definitely don't have to. I also need shoulder surgery, so it's crazy. I'm terrible. You guys, great to be back.
He used to be my quarterback at one point.
It's true.
You're great.
So Let's Get Wrecked is fun. You want to bitch about it?
Well, I don't really know them that well.
You don't know Let's Get Wrecked. You don't.
No. Like I haven't played against them, so I can't really.
You were the one who was all fired up beforehand.
The D1 team?
Well, no, that's because I was complained to about them. So I can only speak on what I've heard.
Oh, what have you heard?
I heard this is a D1 team.
Is that it?
They got Garrett. They have Dave Baker.
Correct.
Oh.
They have Molly and Corey.
Yep.
And did I say Garrett?
Maybe. I don't remember either. You said Garrett already.
And did I say Garrett?
That's one you said.
There's five of them, right? There's five.
There was five of them. You're forgetting Ricky Recchio.
Ricky's the D3 player at best.
Well, you ruined the bit here because you say it's all D1 players and Becca. So in Jeff Kroll's eyes, Becca brings the team down so much that she can only be in D3. Although I will give her credit. She was playing like man defense. She did pretty well.
Becca's pretty good.
She did all right. She's definitely been training in the offseason. She's been sending Snapchat videos of her like training and stuff. So good for her. It's probably going to work out great for her on this blind date, but no, she's playing good coverage, although there was definitely one that should have been pass interference. She's not even turning. She's just waving her arms, whatever. And people will yell, you got to turn around. So the next time she did turn around and made the play, and I don't think she made the play. I think it hit her in the head, but it doesn't matter. She's like, I turned around. And she was fired up. But jokes aside, no, I mean, you could say they're a D1 team, but then the Wanderers beat them.
And that's what I was saying before. So they lost that game to the Wanderers.
But the Wanderers added Stoner Dave.
Oh.
I love it.
And the Wanderers are just, they're a great team.
They're a great team.
They have great chemistry. They've been playing together forever. And I feel like, because they have that chemistry, it's just, they're a tough team.
Well, part of this is the trickle effect because there's four D1 teams. Yep. So those teams that aren't there anymore, your tight ends in motion and so what,
yep.
they are all on other people are all on other teams now. And this is what happens.
Exactly.
And that's okay. I mean, it's fun to, because again, Tabra said, people were saying, oh, this is a D1 team to him. People said it to like me too.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of see what they're saying. But technically last year it was the same team, except they had Kyle Conniff and they switched Garrett for him. Is Kyle better than Garrett? Maybe a little bit. So then they had, but then they had Molly and Corey, and maybe that's where, but it's D2E. I don't know.
But if you have Garrett and like Dave Baker playing safeties or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I think they're actually playing three the middle, on the top. Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
I know they have more players than that too. So like
I would
the bad ones who will show up and like make it easier for everybody else. I don't know.
Seems fishy.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to take it back. All of Kroll's friends. Look at him. He's evil. It's, right. That's why there's videos of you Stone Cold stunning him. Right?
Oh my gosh.
I love it. We'll see how, but again, they already lost a game.
This is why you have like the Congress, the Senate, and the president. Like they all just have to work
their
own.
There's checks and balances. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to
get? Yeah, there's no checks and balances here. This is a dictatorship.
Look at your dictatorship. A coup already. Yeah. Like, I'm bored. Time to do this. Like I said, though, I mean, people are going to say that about him, but at the same time, like I said, we could have won the game if not for a couple miscues, and they did lose. So, like, it's not that big of a deal. It's just funny to say. But let's move on to 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay. So we got our first game here. Eyes downtown 43, eyes uptown 34. Is it interdimensional Lightning Falcons? I don't want to get that wrong. It says INT, so I just don't want to.
Yeah, you know. It's interdimensional, I believe.
Yes. Okay, interdimensional. That's
what's beep?
What?
You beep all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Stop it.
The international man of mystery over here.
He's back, and now he's just beeping left and right. Okay, so interdimensional Lightning Falcons 42, the Roaring 20s 18. Not So Sticky 31, Two Tutties 23, and Pit Parade 21, and Dog Pound 16.
Yeah, so first off, you know, Jeff gave me notes about his game for, whatchamacallit, Not So Sticky. So Not So Sticky had a last-minute girl drop out, and like Jeff says, I do not allow day-up subs, even for myself. So they added Mel's mom, who's playing at Breakfast Club, to the roster because they had her roster spot, which is legal.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. She played. She had two targets, two receptions. That's all that.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Kyle had a ridiculous deep catch that changed the game for him. They ended up beating the Tutties. Tutties first game in D5. Since they started, I think they started in D5. It went poorly. They went down to D6, figured it out, moved back up. And hey, I think they'll be just
they're chugging along.
Absolutely. Lightning Falcons taking on the Roaring 20s.
Yeah, we're the Roaring 20s.
The Roaring 20s are a brand new team.
Nice.
And I guess they, if I remember, I think this is the team Jeff was telling me that they signed up for D1 right away. Like, let's go.
Oh, that. All right.
And Jeff was like, hey guys, maybe we start here in D4, see how you do, whatever. Because you don't want to have like an issue where we've had teams in the past where it's like they're put way too high and
they don't want to play. It's not fun.
They get just beat up and then they don't
every game. Yeah.
Like they just don't want to play, and then you know they end up not coming back, and it's like nobody wants. It's not fun for anybody, and it's not fun for the team stopping them either. So it makes sense. And D4 seems to be about right for them because they lost 42-18 to the Lightning Falcons, but the Falcons are
pretty good,
one of the best teams in that division. So that's something to really hang their hat at. It doesn't matter. Pinterade 21, Dog Pound 16. The Dog Pound, they're a brand new team.
Correct.
Pinterade.
Yeah.
Okay. It's my work team. I don't care. So what had happened was they came out first and they walked down the field. They got a touchdown on the first drive, but it was a lot of short stuff. But, you know, good play. A really good catch by the one guy. I don't know his name yet, but he was wearing white sleeves and he looked like a ball. He like ripped the ball down out of our best player, Sam's arms. Like it was a really good play. And you're like, oh, shoot, this might suck. Oh, so there's 8-0 right away. But then after that, they kind of didn't do much at all. They scored on like the last play of the game.
Oh, wow.
But for us, it was a little slow starting, obviously. We didn't have our full complement of players, and it was in the rain, and Dave Walter was throwing for us. Dave didn't know he was throwing for us until like 2 days prior, because I didn't realize that our other guy, Nick from work, who's actually Dave's boss, said he wasn't playing. He played quarterback in high school, so he's really excited. We're really excited to see what he can do out there, but he had family stuff going on, couldn't make it. It's fine, it happens.
So,
but I didn't know that. Oh. So I didn't get to tell Dave he was throwing until I found out, like, oh, he's not going to be there. I thought he was. I was just wrong. So Dave found out I was going to throw, and on like the second or third drive, I want to say, Dave threw a pass. They had a guy rushing, and the guy kind of like hit his arm as he was throwing and kind of like bent his finger back. His finger is all like really gnarly and terrible today. So Dave was with a couple things in the rain.
Did you say then, gnarly?
Yeah. I figured you're back, so we got to bring back all the old things.
I love that.
Thanks. But Dave kind of figured it out after a little bit and was hitting the right players. Then the passes were on point. We ended up just scoring, like I said, 21 straight points here. We scored with, like, I want to say 4 minutes left to be up 13. Kind of knew it was a wrap. They kind of played out their last drive. They had a girl touchdown at the end. It wasn't anything, and we just called it. But they have athletes. I think they're going to be a pretty good team in this league as soon as they figure out the nuances of the league. I'm not sure about their quarterback. Seems like a nice guy. He threw a lot of really good short passes, but took a couple sacks. And also, I don't know if he can throw deep. I'm not saying that to be an ass. It's just that his like two longest passes were like maybe from like the 2-point line to midfield, so not too far. And the only other pass that you saw that was like a long one was like a wobbly duck type thing that got picked off. But most of their stuff was short. Shout out to the one girl on their team. I'm sorry, I don't know their name. The one girl got hit in the face hard with the ball. Like just whipped, like she just missed the ball, hit her in the head, and goes spinning off. And everybody's like, oh shit, because that was a bad sound. But the other girl was on a cross and she caught the ball spinning off the other girl's head and just like took it for like 15 more yards.
Nice.
It was a great play by her. But like it gets lost because everybody thought the other girl might have died for a moment. But she's fine. Everything's cool. So, but either that, shout out to them.
Not my problem.
Right. So,
anymore.
The other game, eyes downtown 43, eyes uptown 34. Eyes on town beats eyes uptown, who are the legends. They changed their name just to be dicks, I guess. I mean, it's Joey. So I know Joey's just doing like wrestling heel stuff. So it's fine. Not surprising anybody. They just decided to fight a whole bunch, it seems. Again, this was happening during my game, so I don't know exactly what happened, but I know that multiple people got involved in multiple incidences.
Oh, geez.
And none of them more egregious than Michael Baccio, who's obviously the worst offender, so hopefully he will be suspended for life.
Life.
Just kidding. He'll be forced to play more, as per the Lenny rules that he's set in place a long time ago for Baccio.
And I'll get Cookie out.
Yeah. Well, Baccio has to be Cookie. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Baccio has to be Cookie. Everybody knows that. That's for sure. We'll figure out who has to be Elmo out of this.
Well, I think it has to be Ben.
Could be Blaze.
Oh, could be Blaze, too.
Yeah, Blaze should be Elmo. Bot should be Cookie. And if they fight in the suits, they fight in the suits.
I love that. I love that.
This is my third set of suits. I don't like fighting. I know what I have to.
Wait.
Yes, it's this. Yes.
Third set. Wait, I need to understand, though, because I only came into this league COVID session. Like, even though it feels like I've been here for multiple eternities, it's only been since COVID. What happened to the other two suits?
They just get ruined over time.
Dunk tanks, beer, wine, tournaments, sweat.
Just all the things.
I mean, I do wash them and everything, but.
Okay.
But they run out.
Obviously, certain things you can't get out of that.
Yeah.
You might be the only person in the world who has bought 3 Elmo and Cookie suits.
Custom those is like, oh, it's time for sports. Oh, this shit's legit.
I have a question.
He really ordered another giant inflatable from China.
Yes, exactly. It's
where do you purchase these? Where does one purchase?
I mean,
you got a guy? That's all you have to say. You're like, I got a guy.
He's got a Cookie guy. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Got a cookie guy.
Yeah, something.
It's whatever. I don't know. I think there'll be suspensions. I don't know what's happening right now. I didn't get any information. I'm not really gonna release it right now. The offending parties will find out as soon as the league figures it out.
Jeez.
I don't know how to explain it, guys. Don't fight. Just don't fucking fight. I get it. You guys don't like each other, and it's the two biggest, you know,
rivalry.
The best teams in D1. It's the biggest rivalry going on in the league right now. It's week one, dudes. Like, all right. I get it. It's fine. Move on. Just don't let it happen again.
It's going to happen again.
It's fine.
I love that you're like, and.
It's going to happen again. All right. 2 o'clock games.
2 o'clock games. Okay. So we have Mavericks 32, Free Ballers 14, Cunning Stunts 42, Reset Warriors 34, Gucci 26, Stir the Sauce 24, and Mighty Drunks 25. Great name, by the way. Just Joshing 6.
All right. The Mavericks took on the Free Ballers and just kind of beat them up. The Mavericks, mostly, I think it's Short's only team this year. Yep. But so he can focus on that one, and that's a ton of good players. They play together for a while. I know I talk to George all the time because he's on Bullet Club, and he's really excited for the season for them. I mean, they have the nicest guy in the league and Mikey Burke, and they have some really good girls. So Mavericks, shout out to them. It's not a surprise they won. I know Free Ballers added a bunch of new pieces. So
they did.
They got to figure out everything with that. That's just how it is when you add new players. It is what it is. They'll be okay. Cunning Suns 42, Reset Warriors 34. The Reset Warriors are a new team, obviously. Shirtless Chris, as people might know. He started a team with, like, I guess it's a lot of his family because there's a lot of Wolcotts on that roster. So
shirtless.
I don't know. I didn't watch. The rain might have affected that. But
it is. That is the weather is a factor. Are they all shirtless?
No, because Chris was wearing like a coat and a shirt. So it's definitely the weather was.
I did see him, you know, with, you know, shirts on. So
yeah, everything was weird for you. So yeah, but for them to only lose to 8 to the Cunning Stunts, who are obviously always a well-oiled machine and very talented, they hung with them, and that's a good sign if the Reset Warriors are going to do anything for this season. Mighty Drunks played Just Joshing.
Two new teams?
No, the Drunks have been around for a minute. They're like 2-3 seasons now. Okay. But Joshing is brand new. I talked to a couple people of the Drunks real quick. They said that, you know, the team it's another team that it's like they are athletic enough. They'll be good as soon as they figure it out. But you just have to do the figure it out thing, which every new team ever. I mean, you just understand. It's just the way it is. It's
nature of the game.
Then Stir the Sauce. They played their second game of the day against Gucci. Gucci 26, Stir the Sauce 24. So this is a pretty big
Gucci
game. Well, yeah.
Love Gucci.
Gucci's great. So for Stir the Sauce to hang with them too, because Gucci's always a contender for the title.
Yep.
That's a good sign for them in terms of how well they're going to compete. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun to keep an eye on throughout the season. And that pretty much covers that. So let's roll to 3:00.
Could get some weird birds out.
No. Okay, 3:00 games.
Terrifying butterflies.
It looks like, I thought it was a weird bug I've never seen. So I didn't see the wings. I saw it after. Okay, so 3:00 games. Mavericks 44, Puckett All-Stars 38, the Roaring Twenties 32, Cobblestone 20, Travis Henry's Kids 43, Powerpuff Girls 16, and Sausage McMuffins 21, and Dark Knight 0 because of a forfeit.
Yeah, so like we said, Roaring Twenties, we talked about them before they lost earlier, but they took on Daryl, league legend, and took him down already. Oh, so that's saying something. So they got their first win. Good for them. Good to show that maybe their first game was first game jitters, and a team with Andrew on it isn't that good. just kidding. But Mavericks 44, Puckett All-Stars 38. Puckett jumped up from D4 to go to D2 because they added some players from Frodo.
Got it.
So they're, I think it was like 2 or 3 people who are really good. So it's like, hey, you're going to D2. Too bad.
Yep.
But they did it, and they're for the challenge. They went head to head with the Mavericks. Topper was blinded by the sun. That's what that noise was. And I would say it's going off the rails, but this is so fucking par for the course. Yeah, it's whatever.
This is just standard.
Not really blinding.
Yeah, it definitely. It's definitely just decided to get in your eyes. You were not getting sunburned before now, so that's funny. Either way, like I was saying, though, so Puckett, they were playing good. There was apparently a really good player on Puckett who's just like jumping and high pointing the ball and being awesome. And Garbez was texting me earlier, and I can't grab my phone right now to go through it, but Garbez thinks he might have taught him at or coached him or whatever. So he's taking all of the credit, as he should. other than that, Travis Henry Kids 43, Powerpuff Girls 16. The Powerpuff Girls are a gender team. It's Amber's team. Amber has a team. Gender team. So that's a newer one. They were Father Baker last year. But Baker never played for them. He just kept not showing up. So Kyle, I guess, is going to be the quarterback for that one. I don't know if he played yesterday. I didn't remember seeing him or not. But either way, they moved down from D4 to D5 because they're still figuring out defense, which is always a thing. And Travis Henry Kids also moved down from D5 or D4 because, well, they won D6 and they added Aaron. And we're like, cool, go to D4. You're too good now. And they weren't. Like, they've been consistently having losing seasons, so maybe D4 was a little much for them.
Yep.
Or it's just because John Langley is him. But either way, they went out and just dug down the girls, which is again, you have Aaron and Pete out there, and they just have to put their hand up. And
yeah,
they're going to be, unless they start getting like 6'2" women out there, it's going to be a rough go for them. It's a bad matchup for
them. Yeah, and I mean, like with any type of girls' gender team, it's just like, it's tough on defense. It just is what it is.
For sure. The Sausage McMuffins turned in their former coolest jerseys in the league, and now they have different jerseys that are okay, but not as cool.
So I have not seen the jerseys yet. So
it's like, it looks like Ronald McDonald made it. So there's still a Sausage McMuffin on it. It's different. I'll give them that. I mean, it's better than black and white. I guess I understand what they're going for.
Yeah.
But when you don't mess with perfection. They already had it.
I know. So. You know, and it's what it is. I can't wait to see it, though. I'm excited.
Right. So they played the Dark Knights, the Dark Knights are the team that...
Are they new?
No, they're old new. So they're a team that
Lenny's... That was Lenny's second team, right?
But I thought that was like half of Blitzkrieg, too. Mm. I thought Blitzkrieg was on that.
I don't recall.
All right. So while it was forever.
I know Dark Knights did grab another team and merge with them at some point.
Maybe that was involved. So either way, the Dark Knights were coming back, and then apparently there's just no call, no show week one.
Yeah.
Either they're not appearing ever again, or
apparently they blocked Jeff on Messenger.
Oh.
Stop.
I guess they're not coming back.
Yeah. I think that's the end of that. So that sucks for them. We did talk about what we would do in this scenario. Jeff and I a little bit, because Jeff was just like, oh, we'll just give teams a bye week if they play them. But there's only one team that doesn't play them. So it's like, who was it? Of course, it was my team, but it doesn't, irrelevant. It doesn't matter because, you know, there's one team you're not going to play. But my theory is that sucks for everybody that's just randomly gets a bye now that they got to play football. Like the Mighty Drunks actually stuck around to play against the McMuffins. I guess they had like just a scrimmage fun game because it's like,
that's good.
They wanted to play.
Think about like with the Sausage McMuffins, like showing up for your game, like right before 3 o'clock.
And a team just not appear?
Not appear. I would be pissed. I'd be like,
exactly.
It's pain in the ass, you know, making the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And now he's got to make another schedule.
It's just not great for anybody involved.
My thing is that when this happened in the past, isn't that when we immediately were just like, all right, the Tommy Hughes experience, that was me, you, Ramirez running streaks and Tommy was throwing the ball. I feel like we could do something like that and just
put together
a fun team and just, you'll play against them and it'll be no big deal. And then that team could either play in the playoffs or not. Who the fuck cares?
But
we can come up with something fun. So people get a game because it's just not, Jeff doesn't have to redo the schedule.
Right.
The schedule
I was going to say that's like the hardest part. So
I think that's the idea.
Call it drunks from the bar.
Yeah, exactly. No, it shouldn't be 200
bar team.
Right, so Todd Brissan, he's playing receiver. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I'll play defense.
He said that like he's a lockdown
player. I know. He's like, he held onto the mic stand and goes,
he did. The mic stand he didn't even want in the first place. Yeah. Now he gets it.
Now he understands.
I've outrun Stoner Dave to the end zone on a pick. I can do this.
Oh, I love the confidence. Yeah. I love it.
Okay. far be it for me to stop you, bud.
Yeah, right? You know what?
I needed oxygen.
Jeff, if you're hearing this, I hope you really are hearing this part. I'm going to make it a clip, and we'll just make like, we're going to just start doing more reels on Facebook, do a clip of Topper saying that. Sorry, Bucks. But yeah, so that's that. That was the games. Things were cool, like I said, other than the rain, and is what it is. I think at this point, we'll just get to our winners and losers of the week. But, you know, you don't know anything because you weren't there. So you
I can pick up.
But you can bullshit better than the rest of them. So, Trish, who's your winner of the week?
Yeah. So I feel like the winner of the week should just be, I don't even want to say it's a specific person. I think it's just the fact that football's back and everyone's been looking forward to it. And I think it's just, you know, this, like, you know, league is such a great community and there's so many new people. And one of the things I would just say is to all the new people that have joined the league, it is going to be a great experience for you. Make sure you are being active, because I think one of the things people don't do or they're afraid to do is socialize and get involved and make new friends at the bar, right? Everyone's friendly. So, you know, I think the winners is just all of us. Just be football's back, baby. Topper's back. Football's back. We're all back. So we're excited.
Tabra, who's your winner of the week?
So I would say the one thing. Thank you.
Still going to be in the eclipse.
Oh, you really are.
So after my game, you know, I was up at the bar having some beers and just looking around, there's so many new faces. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, the bar was packed. The outside bar was packed with teams, like full teams of people that I don't know if they were pre-gaming or
post-gaming.
Probably both. But it was good to see. So that would be my winners of the week. New teams, new people hanging out.
fun.
Yeah, I'm cool with that because that kind of goes along with what I was going to say. I was going to give a shout out to the Dog Pound again. They're really cool people to play against. And then I said most of them were at the bar after their game hanging out, which is the right way to do it. So yeah. I was noticed, like, good on them.
Are they Browns fans? Is that why they're the Dog Pound?
They were in light blue, so I have no
idea. So no, so that's probably
not. But yeah, probably feels like maybe not. But either way, shout out to them. Shout out to a couple, I guess all of the new teams. I think that's really awesome how many more new teams we have. That's just really cool.
And the league's expanding, and that's always a great thing.
And then shout out, I guess another winner of the week just gets to be Jeff Kroll.
Yeah.
He doesn't like people saying, hey, you're doing a great job, bud, because it's just what his job is. It's like he loves it. It's a labor of love, of course, but he said he does all the work for it. And
yeah.
He doesn't. You can ask him a million times, hey, man, what do you want me to do? What is this? What is that? And a lot of times he's just like, I got this, I got that, I got this. And he's doing a great job. Mm-hmm.
He's got the entire schedule already on the
he crushes it.
He does things here. So
wow.
So by
he
Jeff
not only says it, he takes action after he says his words right. And his actions align. I love
so that. He even wants to do the podcast. The problem is he can't do it until like 8 o'clock. So we might have
close to my bedtime.
I know. So we'll figure it out. Yeah. Podcast times are going to be weird because Mondays are going to be harder for me because like I usually have softball on Mondays, so it'll have to be a lot of times. Lenny and I did them on Sundays just because there's no NFL football, so
yeah,
we can do that, have mimosas and have a blast. Mm-hmm. But we'll figure out the things and see how it goes. Every week's gonna be a little bit different. We're gonna try to get everything out on Tuesday. This should be coming, I should be posting this tomorrow, so Tuesday should be podcast day, but it might be a little later in the week if need be. So pay attention to that, people. That sounds more like I'm ending the show, and that has nothing to do with winners. But, oh, Jeff did give me a winner of the week, who was anyone that got to watch Wanderers versus Let's Get Wrecked, because, again, it was the best game he's seen in a while.
That's awesome.
Trish, you got loser of the week?
No.
You can take the easy one.
Who's the easy one?
All the fighters. You wrote down Royal Rumble.
Oh, I did write Royal Rumble. Yeah, so
lead a horse to water.
I know, and right? Drink. Yeah. Yeah, no. So I would say maybe just anybody who's fighting, like let's not.
Just not.
I get it, like emotions are high, but you know, we are playing rec football, we are playing for fun, and we're not in the NFL, people, so let's just
pretty sure they all make the playoffs too in D1.
Yeah, right.
So they can't field the team. Okay. There's no lifetime suspensions yet, I think.
Well,
it's come.
That's fine. Well, I mean, if my carry over to some people, it might, but.
Oh, look at you just starting to shake.
I love it.
I think we have, how many lifetime bans from the league have we had?
Two that I remember.
Oh, wow.
Well, Beth had like four before she was fishing.
Right.
Wait, she got banned multiple times before she actually like got.
Yeah. See, you forget back in the day, lifetime ban meant that like at the end of the day, if you really wanted to come back, you had to write Lenny like a 500-word essay on.
Yeah.
You
know, or a haiku.
Yeah. Or something just crazy like that. So if you come up with like a witty limerick, he'll be like, okay, cool. You've learned your lesson.
Got it.
Needless to say, our
power show up. We show up in a music video.
Yeah. We are the world. I love it. All right. Who's your loser of the week?
So I have two. TMA, what is this? -28 point differential?
They didn't shit together. Out,
I see that. Get your shit together. You're a veteran team.
Obviously, they weren't using Brent enough.
That's a given.
Although TMA, the one thing I will say is that I guess Ferger isn't on their team, but he's playing Breakfast Club.
He's on my team.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club.
So that's awesome that he's playing Breakfast Club. But weird that he's not playing on TMA, but maybe
he could only do like early games or something like that.
Doesn't matter. We got to have, even if he's Breakfast Club only, he's still got to come on the, we still got to get him on the fucking show.
Oh yeah, I'll talk.
I don't think he lives far from here.
No, he doesn't, unless he moved or something, but he could be, because I remember he lives really close to Brent, and there's been times where like, hey Brent, you want to take like a 4-minute drive and come save us?
Yeah.
Which will happen in the future, Brent. Be ready for that. he's listening. That's
fine. And then it's not so much a loser of the week, but, you know, this was the first time I went to the bar not owning the league.
Oh.
I got to feel what it is to be like a norm. Like,
did the bartenders not know who you were?
Yeah.
That's what it is. They don't know you.
you're just some guy.
You're full price, didn't you?
Yeah. The Aaron's like, you know, they need my credit card for me to
they
start tabbing.
Social
like,
security number, like, all
things. I felt like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places. Like, what the fuck happened here? Oh,
did you call Joe David over? Just like, can you fix this? Do you know who I am?
What? I didn't want to pull out that card. Like, do you know what? No, it's not a big deal.
But it was a different experience.
Oh, yeah.
How did it feel?
They fixed that step and now this? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's,
old man doesn't like change, story at 11.
Oh my gosh. No, it's all right.
It's going to be a fun season.
Actually, the bartenders were, I thought they did a good job though. They were seemed to be on top of it.
For sure. Did you notice they had specials?
No.
Oh, they did.
So there was special stuff that was like just for football, like on the wall. It was food specials. It was usually the breakfast sandwich, but they added like a breakfast burrito and some other breakfast thing. But they had a chicken wing dip on there too.
Oh.
So like the breakfast stuff, they stopped making at noon, it said. But I was hungry and the only thing left was chicken wing dip. And I was like, let's try that. That sounds great. Phenomenal. The chicken wing dip was awesome. I hope that's there every week. It was super good.
At the turkey club wrap, that was really good for lunch.
I'm not sure if they have the drink specials again. Last year they had drink specials for us, but I didn't hear anything or read anything about it. So maybe they have it and just nobody said anything. I don't know. Jeff, get on that. Figure that out. So, still not bad. Look at you. Just a regular person now and you're bitching.
Yeah.
You're so mad about it too.
Yeah, he's a little grouchy about it. He's a little salty over here.
He's either going to get the league back or start a new one so that this doesn't ever happen again.
I was going to move to Florida, but...
You're burgeoning Tim Hortons empire. So.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't know I was in the presence of royalty right now.
No, Lord, you knew that.
Oh, Lord, I did know that. Yes.
I love it. My loser of the week, it's got to be the Dark Knights, as we just talked about. It appears that they're just not going to be a team if they are blocking Jeff and not responding, and apparently they're just going to get a team in, and that is... It's fine, but, like, don't be lame and not say shit. And
whatever. Like, how easy is it just to be like, hey, man, like, we're just...
We're done. It's not going to happen. My bad. Maybe you're just embarrassed. I don't know. It's something. All right. So that's that. We got to get out. It's almost at an hour, so we did a pretty good job here. Yeah. So we get to our final thoughts. Yeah. Well, things haven't... That hasn't changed. You've been a part of this long enough to know that that's part of it, so I don't feel bad. Yeah. What's your final thought, Trisha?
Final thought? Super excited about this season. I think, it's going to be one for the books. I'm excited about all the new teams and seeing all the old faces, and let's fucking go.
So are you going to just like, I want you to be the part of the
Sunshine Committee again
and start meeting the new people and doing those things.
Oh, I will definitely.
I'm going to make Becca do that too, but you both should be doing it.
We got to be part of the Sunshine Committee. So
didn't Lenny have stickers for that? Where you'd hand out stickers and
love a newbie.
Yeah. Just like
the name tags. Hello, my name is.
No, I thought he made Emily Curry like give people sunshine stickers if they were like nice people or something cool.
Oh my gosh.
So that way you have to like meet them. I don't know.
Put red flags on people.
The people that will avoid and then red sunshine. Flags. And,
Jesus Christ. It'll look like a patch on every eyes downtown and
us.
Like red flags would be hilarious.
Oh my God.
Red flags with Lenny Elba.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Jesus. What's your final thought?
Oh, you know, I thought the fields were in good shape.
Yeah.
Despite the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So good job to the Joe Dave and the Rose Garden. We never had them like that before. Kidding. We've had decent fields before. Just not in the last couple of years. It's been pretty awful. But, better weather next week would be nice. Sunshine.
Also, I think this should be welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Sure. Are you happy to be back? Like, are you regretting it yet?
I'm not regretting it. No. I mean,
why did you leave so early, by the way?
Oh, I had family in from out of town.
No, that'll do it. All right.
I have family in from out of town again this week.
Jesus.
But maybe they'll come up.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Yeah, make them come to you.
Well, yeah, now if you got to start paying full price for drinks and stuff, you're going to need more people around by you.
You're going to need to stay around longer because it has to be worth your time at this point, right?
I'm mad at you. I missed the end of your game. Had to play my two immediately. I'm like, all right, let's go find him. And I found Aaron. I'm like, where is he? He's like, you left. Like, that mother.
Yeah, you be okay, so suits. I did. I had to come all the way back here to, let the dogs out, feed them. And then I had to be all the way back to Santoro's at 6. So
that's a fair
idea. And I didn't want to do that. I could have just gone to Santoro's after staying at football. But that probably wouldn't have gone so well.
No, that wouldn't have been the best.
Or would have just been, another day for you.
Day in the life of the Lord over again. Right.
Jeff actually sent me a final thought. So since he actually sent it to me, I'm going to
share
it.
Oh, I love that.
His final thought is, if you see your teammates losing their mind at an aggressive opponent or bad ref call, take it upon yourself to try to calm them down. Let's avoid fight before they start. Also, sticky laces are awesome, and I look forward to them being best at the bar candidates this year.
So I feel like he figured out how to use ChatGPT.
That sounds exactly
or you just read it like it.
Well, that's just because I know.
That's just his voice.
Yeah, that's my thing. My final thought, and it's pretty easy. Just don't be dicks. It's week one. Everybody's like sunshine and happiness, other than the fact that it was rainy and lame. But like the sun's out. We got Butterfly Scare and Trish. It's a good time. Cut it out with Fighty and macho-ness and dumbness. Like, it's names that you hear all the time when the same shit happens. So that's why, like, now people have to get in trouble and suspended. And, like, that's just a bad look. And this isn't Mile. Like, come on. Cut it out. A D1 championship is cool, but, like, it's not that serious, people.
Not when there's four teams.
Right. And you know what? And the last time we had four teams was because we had two teams that were, like, the super teams. They started fighting. You know,
yeah. I was just spinning around.
They started actually fighting in game and going nuts. And then eventually, like, people got sick of that. They broke off. And before you knew it, we had, like, 6 to 8 teams. And just going nuts. They actually had interrupted our entire thing until now. No. Crazy. But, yeah, so maybe it'll be a good thing. Maybe it'll get us some other teams spurt, you know, coming out. But this is when people say, why don't people want to play in D2? This is why. So, again, I told Jeff that just suspend both teams completely and Sticky and Frodo should play a 7-game series. And yeah, D1. And that would be cool. It'll be fine. But, no, we'll figure it out. Cooler heads will prevail. It's fine. We're over it.
What is the weather forecast for this Saturday?
I'll be in Pittsburgh.
You're not going to be there
either? No, I got to work. It's the only time I got to go away for work.
Oh.
Midday.
Too many calls.
I wanted to show up, play, and then go to work, but I have to be there.
Early forecast is 69 degrees.
Oh.
60% chance of rain showers.
Well, not as hot.
All right.
We'll change that.
So 2 out of the 3 aren't going to be there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so we'll get there. It's
fine. We'll be fine.
No, but I'm going to make Becca do a lot more work. It'll be fine.
We love you, Becca. Right.
For sure. Thank you, everybody, again, for listening. Okay, that's just about I'm glad football's back. It's my favorite thing in the world. Getting to do this with you guys is spectacular. And, yeah, if you guys want to be a guest on it, if you're a new person to the league and you just stumbled upon this podcast, like, holy shit, they have a podcast about the league. Yeah, and we love having new people on.
I love it.
It's the best part, having somebody new whose name I learned, you know, like, 20 minutes prior, but they get to talk about their friends and hype them up and do all the things. Please find me. I'm always around. If not, somebody else will know who I am, so they'll point you in my direction because I'll gladly have you involved. Or the Sunshine Committee will find you, and they'll find the guests. It'll be fine.
Sunshine Committee.
We'll figure it out.
For the tiny blonde that you'll hear before you see.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. All right. With that, we're out of here. Thank you again, everybody. Thanks for listening. Week one is in the books. The race for social code, social mortarn.
Yep.
It is on.
It's on.
It's on.
It is on.
I can't wait. So see you guys, not next week, but I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. I'll do a podcast about the week that I wasn't here for. So I need all the notes. If you guys have notes,
perfect.
Please send them to me. Bye.
Bye.
Thoughts, incredible minds. I'm so overwhelmed. How did my brain conceive them?
A snow white dove in the pitch black night. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog? Dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. Milk teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked a basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like,
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
disguised thoughts have guided my wish.
Oh, and that may have just changed the course of time.
I swear, my mind blows my mind.
Incredible.